Okay, let me see. Looks like we're recording. I'm hoping we're recording because I'm talking to myself like we're recording. So, there's that. Okay. All right. Hey, so I am... All right, so back at the Andy's Audio Journal. It's summer out and it's becoming a lot harder to walk and talk because it's so hot. But today actually was a decent day, so I thought I'd get out and walk a little bit, and I needed to get out of the office. So I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit today about the family trip that we took a couple weeks ago. We went to Washington, D.C., and the cool thing about it is, like, we've taken lots of family trips before, you know, whether driving or flying or, well, it's been a while since we've flown, because actually, yeah, it's been a while since we've flown as a family, but we decided to go to D.C., and we decided to take the train, the Amtrak, which is really cool, because, first off, I'm going to give all props to my wife, Julie, for planning this trip, because she really does, well, she plans all the trips, so she does just a great job planning and keeping track of all of the different things that are going on and things that we want to do and just, yeah, making it a great experience. So we decided to take the Amtrak, and she has taken the Amtrak before. She has taken the train a long time ago. She used to, when her grandparents used to winter in Missouri, she would take the train down and then drive them back up here. And so, or opposite, take them down, take the train back up. So she's done this before, but I had never done it. And so I have ridden on, like, the local trains, you know, like trains in South Bend going to Chicago, but I never taken the train up that far, you know, that long of a train across the United States. So it was cool. You can get a sleeper car. We decided not to get a sleeper car for our family. It would have been quite expensive because I think they only sleep two in the sleeper areas. So it just would have been a lot for our family to do. And so we opted out of that. But the cool thing about the Amtrak is that your seats are spaced pretty far apart. And so if you are actually going to sleep in there, like, the seats are far back, they lean back pretty far, have a, like, footrest and things like that, and so it actually is a pretty comfortable ride. So it's interesting. So we get on the track. The train to DC goes in the evening. It leaves south, or at least Chicago actually, and then makes a stop in South Bend and stops in Elkhart and so on. So we got on 9:30. It was running a little late. And the one thing I learned about the Amtrak through this trip was that Amtrak doesn't actually own any rails throughout the country. So they all lease their tracks, you know, they lease the privilege to drive down these tracks, these rails, from the other railroad companies. And so the side effect of that is sometimes they have to wait. And so Amtrak a lot of times will be behind because they have to wait on something. They don't, you know, they may have to wait on another train, things like that. So we board, actually was supposed to board at 9:30 p.m. and we boarded 9:45-ish and got in. And it's cool because you knew, like, pretty much immediately, like, they have quiet hours, and so you end up, they turn the lights dim and you can sleep. So it goes overnight. So essentially we get on at 9:30 and we get off at DC at like 1:30 or 1:45 or whatever time it was, but it's 1 in the afternoon the next day. So it really wasn't bad as far as that goes. We were able to sleep pretty decently. It was we took sleeping masks and blankets and all sorts of stuff to kind of help with that, and that worked really well. That allowed us to rest. And the cool thing is, so if you've ever been on an airplane, like, you're used to the security. Like, you have to be there at, you know, 2 hours beforehand. You have to go through TSA and take all of your stuff off. And I'm notorious for actually getting stopped at TSA. I'm notorious for having to, like, either go through and have them look through my hat or take my all sorts of stuff. And then it takes me a while because I got to get all my belt and change and electronics and crap back on. And so that, it ends up taking me forever to go through TSA. And so the weird thing that I didn't expect, except for, you know, Julie had told me, it's not like an airplane. You get there, you're standing in there, and they pull up, and the conductor gets out, and basically you just tell them your name and how many people are in your party, and they hand you a little, like, seating ticket, and then you walk on. Like, that's it. Nothing else. And so it was interesting for me to be able to just, like, it's just interesting, the different start difference between flying on a plane and riding in the train, because you end up just getting right on. And so we get on, and it stops at certain stops, whatever. They have a dining car. It's nice because you can go in there and get food and all sorts of stuff. I would definitely recommend taking it. The nice thing about train is that you, like, yes, it takes longer, so we could have driven to DC a lot quicker, but the positive things are we don't have a car then when we're in DC. We don't have to worry about paying for a parking in our hotel or, you know, worrying about that. And then you also don't have to stop at all. And so you get, you know, there's a bathroom right on the train and things like that. And so you're not stopping for the bathroom. You don't have to do that. As a driver, I'm normally the one who drives most of our family vacations. You know, some we'll trade out occasionally, but most of the time I'm doing the majority of the driving. And driving is stressful and driving is tiring. And so you feel a little bit more tired when you get there. Whereas in the train, I didn't have to do any driving. So it ended up turning out okay. So once we get to DC, we get off the train and you have all your luggage on you. And this is my biggest complaint about taking the train, especially to DC. So you pull into Union Station, and it's a big train station, but there's not a lot of information as far as where you need to go for certain things. So we were just kind of wandering around trying to find where their WMTA is, the Washington Transit. And so we couldn't really find it at first, and we didn't really even know how to navigate their public transportation. But I do want to say this, like, DC has one of the best public transportations ever. And so, like, I've lived in Philadelphia. Hey, there's a train. I lived in Philadelphia, and I've used public transportation before, but DC's is some of the best. I have to say that. And so you get down there, and you buy a transit card from the vending machine out there. Their help was super great. So at every train station, they have people there, which is helpful, because if you don't know where you're going, you can ask. And so I just really just asked and said, hey, where do we go? We're trying to go to this hotel. How do I get there? And so once we figured that out, they gave us one wrong direction. I mean, we could have taken what they said, but we got off a different stop and it worked fine. So that was really cool. And one of the things I found is you can actually load the transit card on your watch if you have an Apple Watch. And so it was easy just to tap in and tap out of the transit and get in and being able to get to where you needed to go. So that's one of the sounds that you get used to while being on the train, is you're hearing the train horn all the time, but it's not that loud when you're on the train. But so we spent the week just doing a bunch of different things. We went to different museums. We were within a walking distance of a lot of stuff. I mean, we could walk to, like, the mall and get to the one end of the mall from where we were at. But again, their public transportation is super easy. So if you're taking the train, you can get to about anywhere that you want to get to really easily. And then for when you're we took a bus a couple of times there. Their bus, and the only complaint, there was one time that we said that it was taking a while to get to, they were behind, and there's a sign up there that said that this station was closed, and so we hoofed it like a long way. We walked a long way to the next station up, and then found out that it actually wasn't closed. It would have stopped there just fine, but we were just maybe impatient a little bit. I'm not sure, but when there's a sign up there that says it's closed, I guess you believe that the sign is closed, so you go to somewhere else. But yeah, it was a great vacation. We did, you know, a lot of the stuff you end up having to pay for, but you end up having to also, there's a lot of stuff that is free. And so we ended up walking to or going to a lot of different things. For us, it was nice because we ended up staying at a hotel that had like one of the kitchenettes, and so we would do dinners in the hotel. So that helps a little bit because it's you're able to not quite spend quite as much. So we Aldi ordered, you know, Aldi delivered, ordered some stuff that we can make in the hotel. And that's the nice thing about like today, I mean these days, is you can literally not have to have a car, because literally we didn't have a car at all, and so we were able to get into in and out and around really easily. And with the, you know, Aldi Instacart or whatever, we were able to get in and have our stuff delivered to us. We did rent a car one day. We were going to go to Arlington Cemetery and also to I can't think of the other name right now, but we were going to go somewhere that we needed to get out and walk about, or it was going to be longer. Like, we probably could have taken the train some of the places, but it would have taken a lot more of a walking to get to the actual final destinations. So we ended up getting a rental car for one day, and that was interesting too, because again, you can get the rental car at Union Station. So if you're ever in DC, lots of stuff in Union Station, but there's not good signs. Like, it says, you know, rental cars upstairs. You go upstairs and there's some shops and things, but there's not really any rental car that we could see. So I had to ask somebody, and it's like back down a hallway and things like that. And so that's my one complaint, is just Union Station is not very user friendly if you don't know what you're doing. And so, and of course, like, you don't want to, like, the first time that we're there, you know, like, as a traveler, like, I know I'm trying to be safe and secure, and I don't want to look like I'm a traveler from out of town. And so you can't do that when you're carrying, you know, everyone's carrying luggage and lots of bags and things like that. You're going to look like a guest, like a traveler. And so, like, it's just, it would be more helpful if they had things labeled just a little bit better, so that you could find the things that you were actually looking for without having to ask around and things like that. So that would be my only suggestion to DC. One of the cool things that we did see was so we were staying right across the street from the NASA, I don't know what it exactly is, but it's something related to NASA, and they have a little, like, they have a little museum, maybe the right word, no, not the right word, there, and they, you walk in and it's just a little bit of, like, exhibits. There we go, it's an exhibit. And the one exhibit is kind of cool. Like, I'm all about 3D, like, interactive exhibits, and this is cool. You go into, like, this dark, like, squared room, and they had projectors on all of the walls and, like, sensors, and so you could see where there was, like, it would, like, put particles on and you can interact with them, and it was just kind of cool. And it's essentially, the idea was about the data that is brought from space down to Earth, like all of this stuff that's being monitored from space. And so that's kind of cool. And they have this chandelier thing, this LED chandelier, and it has what appears to be like a random, like lights going down and lights going up in this motion pattern. And then you read more about it, and what you're actually seeing is the data that's transferred between satellites and Earth, and I believe it's in real time. And so it basically, if the lights are going down, it's data coming from the satellites down, all of the different ground satellites that they do. And then if it's going up, they have, it's the data going up. So it's really cool, because it kind of this whole like experience of, okay, there's this data around us, right, that we don't see, don't know about. It's coming from space and going to space and everything, but it's kind of visualizing it. And so you're able to see just all of this information and the amount of information that's being transferred and transmitted from Earth to space and space to Earth back to just kind of help us operate our planet. And I read later somewhere else that it's like, I think they said 30 terabytes of data a day is transferred back and forth between these satellites and Earth. So it was definitely like a cool experience to see that. So then fast forward, we're coming home, and you get on the train there at 4:30, 4:45. I don't remember the exact time, but it's 4 in the afternoon. And then you drive through the night, and you get off the train in Elkhart at like 7:30 in the morning. And so what was that one, though, we were farther back in. So the first time we were in the last car, but we were in towards the front of the last car. And it worked out fine. This time we were in the very back of the train, like 3 seats from the back, and it just felt a little more rough back there. It was a little more bumpy. It wasn't terrible, but then I had somebody get on, because they do make a lot of different stops throughout the night, and some of them they're a little bit longer because they offer like smoke breaks where you can go out of the train and smoke if you need to or whatever. And I think we were in Pittsburgh maybe, and this lady gets on, and she sits behind me, one row behind me, but on the other side of the train. And she's talking on her phone. And mind you this, it's after dark. It's after quiet hours. Quiet hours start at 10. The lights are dimmed in there. And she's on her phone talking. And it's just like, have some courtesy. When you get on that train, you can see people are sleeping. And she did not do that. And she was on the train until like 2:30 in the morning and got off. And she had been talking like that whole time. And I was tired, I was exhausted. I even pulled my face mask up a couple times and gave her the side eye, the stinky eye. But she didn't care. She didn't care. So needless to say, I was tired when we got home. So it was nice to be able to get home. And we got home on a Sunday morning, and we were able to rest that day. And then VBS started that night. So it was kind of a go, go, go situation. But we were able to get some rest. So that's our trip to DC. Hopefully you've enjoyed hearing about it. I'd be more than happy to answer any more questions you have about it. Thanks, guys.